he is the young quarterback phenom for the Kansas City Chiefs. The son of a former Major League Baseball pitcher, he played college football and college baseball at Texas Tech University. He played college football and college baseball at Texas Tech University after having nearly quit football in high school. In his junior year at Texas Tech, following his decision to quit baseball to focus solely on football after being named starter at quarterback for the team, he led all NCAA Division I players in multiple categories, including yards per game, 421, passing yards, 5,052, total offense, 5,312, points responsible for 318, and passing touchdowns, 53. For his performance, he was awarded the Sammy Baugh Trophy, given annually to the nation's top college passer. He then declared for the 2017 NFL Draft, where he was selected 10th overall by the Chiefs. After spending his rookie season as backup quarterback, he was named the starter in 2018. In just his second game as the Chiefs' full-time starting quarterback, he threw for 326 yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 154.8. After throwing his 5th touchdown in the game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, he broke the NFL record for most touchdown passes through a quarterback's first 3 career games. Following his 6th touchdown pass in the game, he broke the NFL record for touchdown passes thrown in the first 2 weeks of the season. For his stellar play in this game, he won his 2nd consecutive AFC Offensive Player of the Week award, becoming the first quarterback since Tom Brady in 2011 to start the season with back-to-back Player of the Week awards, and was also named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. That season, he threw for 5,097 yards, 50 touchdowns, and 12, and only 12 interceptions. He became the only quarterback in history to throw for over 5,000 yards in a season in both college and the NFL. He also joined Tom Brady and Peyton Manning as the only players in NFL history to throw at least 50 touchdown passes in a single season. He helped lead the Chiefs to a 12-4 record, to their 3rd straight division title, and to their first AFC championship since 1993. For his performance in his first season as starting quarterback, he was named to the 2019 Pro Bowl First Team All-Pro and won the 2019 Best NFL Player ESPY Award an NFL Offensive Player of the Year. He also became the youngest player to be named the NFL's Most Valuable Player. During his acceptance speech for the NFL MVP honor bestowed upon him after delivering one of the most statistically impressive years in NFL history, the multi-talented football player made sure to give God the glory before thanking family, fans, and teammates. This season, he said, was special, and there were a lot of people that helped me get to this point. First, I just want to thank God, because without Him, none of this would even be here. Even before his spectacular play on the national stage turned him into a household name, he shared about his Christian faith, saying in an interview with ESPN, "My faith has always been a big part of what I do. I've grown up in church, and it really helps with why you're playing the game and who you're doing it for." In a 2016 profile piece by The Ringer, his mother recounts how he made a personal decision to dedicate himself to the Lord and to church in the seventh grade, and choosing to get baptized publicly, signifying how important he wanted his faith to be going forward. Above the dazzling success he has already obtained at the start of his NFL career, it is his faith in Christ that makes his mother most proud. In middle school, he got really involved with his youth group, his church youth group. She told In Magazine, he got saved. There was a night at church, he had his hands raised to the Lord, and he was singing. I just felt overcome with this most awesome moment, more than any football game, because I knew where his heart truly was. Already dubbed by some as a sure future Hall of Fame inductee, he is set to be a superstar in the sport for years to come, with a platform to reach millions. I want him to stay humble. That means a lot to me, his mother later told KSHB. I always encourage him to pray and to thank God for the blessings that he has and his abilities. His name is Patrick Mahomes II. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Patrick Mahomes trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.